It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Indeed it is, and our guest this week is Marcus Joyce from Magic Factory. We've also been in the Drab Do Riffs, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about his event that he's coordinating, which is on this weekend, called The King of Pong. How are you doing today, Marcus?
I'm good, thanks.
That's always good. And you've chosen a few tracks for us to play, and we're on like a wider umbrella. How did you choose these tracks?
Well, I read your brief that you sent me.
Yeah.
And I picked them according to inspiration, I guess. Like, I've been inspired by these artists over the years for various reasons, not just musically, but in regards to like visual arts and so forth.
Oh yeah, nice. And this first one by the 3Ds, How's It Poppin'?
How's It Poppin' from the album of the same name.
Yeah, how did you choose this one in particular?
Particularly really like this record. It was a big one back in the day. I'm a particularly big fan of David Mitchell's artwork. Found that really inspiring over the years, and particularly the gig posters and all the record art, you know.
Because you're an artist yourself, right?
Yeah. And so like working on the record art for, say, the other Drab Do Riffs, a lot of that was sort of inspired by David Mitchell's work, you know. His sort of etched like drawings, you know.
That's nice.
Plus, you know, David Saunders is another heavyweight. That whole band is pretty cool.
You've chosen quite a few, because with the next one that we're going to play is another Flying Nun one. You say that's just like vibing the Flying Nun.
Yeah, well, you know, they're sort of, both these guys are prolific musicians, but lots of serious visual output, you know. So you know, David Mitchell starting off here.
All right, well, we'll give it a play.
Cool.
And then we'll talk a little bit about The King of Pong shortly.
Sure.
What's this next one that you've chosen for us, Tall Dwarfs?
This is Gluey Gluey off 50 Flavors of Glue from 1998. Chris Knox, awesome, like pretty much everything he's put out over the years, you know. Great character. I've really been into his comics, you know. Was heavily influenced by his comics when I was quite younger, and I still really remember rating this track when it came out, so, you know, I thought we'd give this one a whirl.
Why did you choose this Tall Dwarfs or album or track over some of the older?
I have a strong memory of really liking this when it came out. It's like a really catchy, funny song.
Yeah.
And I thought the video was really cool too. I've always been a real fan of the way he's approached this kind of things, like the Toy Love video, Bride of Frankenstein, was always a massive kind of star for me when I first saw it. For years I thought he had made it, but it turned out it was someone else. But
it was an outside director. Or
yeah, but you know, I always kind of thought it was Chris that had done it.
Well, there were probably some influences on the video from him as well.
I mean, at the time it was like, I remember kind of, you know, for a while there in the 90s, a lot of New Zealand music videos were particularly boring, and then here came this video from all the way back, and it was just like, wow, that's really cool, and that kind of made me think about animation more and doing those kind of things in the future, you know, and you know, a lot of the songs that I came across were always like that, you know, it's like, I really liked the later stuff and the Nothing, and I particularly like the Tall Dwarves as well, you know, and again, like his drawings as well are awesome, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Do you know if he did the artwork for this one in particular?
I'm pretty sure he did. I haven't actually looked into it. It looks like something he would come up with. But, yeah, I particularly like his drawing style, like, for like a clean cover, Boodle Boodle Boodle. Awesome, you know. But, yeah, his comics as well, a lot of his early comics, I remember, you know, seeing one in an exhibition, and they just sort of blew my mind back in the day, and that kind of sent me on another course, you know.
Nice. Well, let's give it a listen. What was it called again?
This is Gluey Gluey.
Skipping. What was the song? Say it, tell it again, and we'll just talk a little bit about it.
Gluey Gluey.
Gluey Gluey by the Tall Dwarves. We'll see if we can find it on the system. In the meantime, we'll play a Magic Factory track, and then we'll have a wee chat after that.
I was a little
Magic Factory with Mother Nature, and we actually have Marcus from Magic Factory here to talk to us a bit about Magic Factory and how it works and some other stuff that you get up to and all that kind of stuff. So we were trying to play that Tall Dwarfs track, but we're going to play that shortly.
Cool.
So that song from Magic Factory, how do you think that kind of ties in with some of the other influences that you have?
Well, in regards to things we're talking about later,
we can talk about it right now.
Yeah, well,
you have a show. You have an event coming up this weekend.
Yeah, an event coming up at the Central City Library, the King of Pong, which is a table tennis tournament that could be pretty wild.
How did you decide on doing a table tennis tournament?
Well, we're having a think tank for unusual and unique events to put on, and as it happened, I just sort of got back from an American tour in the US with Magic Factory. And as it happens, when we were in Memphis for about 3 days, we were staying in quite a luxurious Airbnb that happened to have a ping pong table. And that kind of became the center of our universe for a few days then, in between playing and so forth. But really forgotten how much fun that game was. And it, like I say, it became kind of this sort of party central.
Yeah, spend all your time doing that.
Of the tour experience. Like we'd be out and they'd go, yeah, let's go back.
Because there's not actually that many table tennis tournaments around in Auckland at the moment at all, really.
Not at the moment. You know, there's like a table tennis association and there's a couple of clubs and stuff, but it's quite quiet. But we've got, you know, people signing up for this, and so you can pre-register to join them this tournament. It's this weekend. Runs over Saturday and Sunday. There's some limited spaces, so we've got a few spaces left. But if you want to come down, check it out, join up, you can go to our website at Auckland City Council, or you can come and inquire at Central City Library.
And we'll be posting all that information on the Morning Glory Facebook page, so you can just head to there and we'll share all that with you as well if you need the links.
Yeah, so lots of spot prizes happening on the days as well. We've got quite a lot of really cool sponsors coming in. So yeah, lots of free passes. And
what kind of prizes are we talking about?
So we've got like graphic novel giveaways, we've got zoo passes, we've got Sal's pizza passes, Lord of the Fries, we've got table tennis equipment.
So many.
Yeah, and we've got a custom-made trophy for the Grand, Grand Slam champ. So yeah, if it's something you might want to get down with,
people come along and just watch? And
totally. I mean, we're totally encouraging it. There's prizes for best-spirited spectators well. So yeah, come check it out.
Well, that should be good.
There's also, you know, a little prize pack we're giving away here if you're interested, which you get a free King of Pong table tennis t-shirt, limited edition print posters, and a copy of the library zine Lib Life Stories comics and about librarians.
If you're interested in winning that one there, all you have to do is text in your email to 5395 and Marcus will get in touch with the winner about winning that prize pack.
That's right.
Awesome. Yeah. We'll be collating some of the names from the people that comment on a post that we're going to make on the 95BFM Morning Glory page as well later on. So if you do want to win some shirts or win some prints, all you have to do is stay tuned or head to 95BFM Morning Glory in the next couple hours and we'll be doing it. So let's get back to this Tall Dwarfs gluey track that we tried to play earlier. How does this one tie in with Magic Factory and what you do as an artist and all that kind of stuff?
Can't see any completely clear connections to Magic Factory apart from that it's just music and we're living in New Zealand.
Yeah, but, as New Zealand artist.
It's more that I'm a big fan of his work, you know, and his visual work as well, you know.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming in. It was nice to chat with you.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. And we're going to play that Tall Dwarfs track, Gluey Gluey, now. Cool. You're on 95BFM.
Thanks, Hunter.
that was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.